afternoon and welcome to the sunny side on this very cool Monday afternoon, the 26th day in the month of September 2022. 4 days to go and we are out of this month. You're on to your number one station for Talk 92.3 Nigeria Info FM. My name is Denise Dennis Walu. Yes. And from now up until 3 p.m., you and I on this journey of conversations together, and I being, of course, the host or the pilot or the driver or the anchor or the captain, any one of them is fine. How was your weekend, by the way? And how have you been from the early hours of the morning up until this very moment? I hope you're good. I'm guessing that some of you are at work already. Some of you are heading to... Is this lunchtime? I think it is for some officers. Heading out for lunch. And some of you are just there trying to figure out a thing or two. It's all good. But then again, while you're at all of all these activities, do remember to keep your dial locked on Nigeria Info FM. What are we discussing this afternoon? I almost said morning because the weather is too cool for an afternoon. Knowing the source of income of those in your circle. It's easy to ask for... or spend money from those you're close to. Nabi, send me urgent 2K. Guy, please send me 5K. Guy, please send me this and that and that and this. No problem. Guy, come now, let's go and flex. Let's go and ball. Let's go and enjoy ourselves. It could be from a significant other. It could be a friend or even a family member. Parents, siblings, you name it. But does the source of their income matter to you? Do you know the source of income of a people in your circle? Over the weekend, and there's a trending story. I also listened to a bit of it on our major news bulletin at 12 noon. Something centered around a certain John Lion. Now, we'll talk about that. The post is up on our Twitter and Facebook page, at Nigeria Info PH on Twitter. And on Facebook, it is Nigeria Info 92.3 PH.
Different ideologies.
And different perspectives.
Share your views on the sunny side.
The sunny side.
92.3 Nigeria Info.
Let's talk.
Let's talk.
All right, welcome back to the sunny side. Let's talk about knowing the source of income of those within your circle. It could be your spouse, someone you're in a relationship with, a friend, a family member. But you know those people that are within your circle, people that you are very, very close to. Now, over the weekend, a video of John Lyon, an alleged kidnapper known for flaunting dollars on social media, went viral, with Lyon weeping like a child in police custody. With both hands chained, by the way, Lyon pleaded for mercy, saying he was only involved in kidnap operation twice. And he also said something about his wife. He also asked to be released because his wife just put to bed. A voice at the background, suspected to be that of a police detective, asked the suspect in Pidgin, "So are you saying it is only two persons you have joined your gang to kidnap?" And then he said, "Yes, sir." And the policeman concluded, "You are a liar." A man who claimed to be one of his victims challenged Lyon that he saw him while he was in captivity and was being tortured. But the man stood his ground before the footage, which had attracted several comments on social media. There's also been different pictures and videos of Lyon's flamboyance amid the biting hardship in the land circulating on social media. In one of the videos, the suspect displayed a wad of dollars, repeatedly saying, "Money is good. Hustle, hustle, hustle." And there were also pictures of him at different social gatherings, including one at Transcorp Hotels Abuja.
How do you like your eggs? Boiled, poached, scrambled, or sunny side up?
Well, it doesn't matter, as long as it still remains an egg.
On the Sunny Side, we serve you different ideologies and perspectives. Details about life experiences you can relate with.
Various worldviews, culture, and lifestyle converge, yet it's still coming to you on your number one station for talk, news, and sports. 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Be a part of the Sunny Side every weekday, 12 noon to 3 p.m. and let's talk.
All right, welcome back to the Sunny Side. I was trying to give us a brief background to the conversation we are having at the moment. Yeah, so I was talking about a particular suspect who got apprehended. I think he was arrested on the 15th of September for alleged kidnapping. Now, the suspect, who reportedly operated in Bayelsa State, was also seen in different branded shirts of one of the leading political parties in the country. In one picture, he posed with security operatives at an event which looked like a campaign rally of the politician. The Independent National Electoral Commission, INEC, declared the winner of the last governorship election in Bayelsa State, but was sacked by the Supreme Court a few days to the inauguration. In some reactions, a Twitter user under the name Immaculate wrote, "You can see the Bayelsa kidnapper too. So many people are onto illegal jobs and runs, but they appear legitimate and walking upright. That is Nigeria for you. So many wrongdoings, not until the law catches up with them." Now, on social media, he says he does a different thing. He says he owns a particular business like that, and that's what is on his cover page. Now, we have so many people like John. We know them. They could be our neighbors. They could be our very close pals. They could even be our husbands. They could be our wives. They could be our significant other, you know, someone we're in a relationship with. They could be our very, very close friends, you know, those kind of friends that whenever you are in need, you reach out to them. You guys hang out together. You probably hung out together on Friday. You probably were together on Sunday, you know, chilling at a particular spot, chilling at a corner. You probably enjoy hanging out with them over the weekend. They could even be your sibling, the one you reach out to and say, brother, I want to buy textbooks. Oh, brother, I beg, anything where you get, I'm very, very broke. They could be your children. But the question is, do you know the source of income of the people in your circle? Yes, they could even be your church member. Someone in the same service group with you that puts tithes and offerings in church, that comes all out to share testimonies that, oh, praise the Lord, hallelujah, praise the Lord. The Lord has blessed me with a contract of over 20 million naira. And everybody's shouting, glory, glory, yeah, yeah, yeah. And you look up to these brothers in the church, or you look up to these sisters in the church. If I'm going to rephrase the question, do you know what they do to earn a living? Is it of importance to you, or you just want to take and collect and ask for money from these people and enjoy the money with them without paying attention to what they do to earn a living? Let's talk. 0817-923-0002, 0817-923-0003. 0817-923-0007. And the female caller line is 0817-923-0009. We have the WhatsApp and Telegram number, which is 0809-030-6416. On Twitter, we are live. It is at Nigeria Info PH. And our Facebook page is Nigeria Info 92.3 PH. Do remember to turn down the volume of your radio set when you call. Also, ensure to be audible so we can hear you. So let's start our calls today with Mr. Zion from GRE. Good afternoon to you, Mr. Zion. Welcome to the Sunny Side.
Good afternoon to you.
How are you doing?
Indeed. Oh, I'm so scintillated. And you?
I'm good. Go ahead.
So we just finally ended up a relationship like that, without explanation, G-square.
Which relationship?
That station.
Are we still on that one? I broke up with you people since August now. I said it. This is my new relationship. Now, don't come and spoil things for me. I beg you. We are done. We are over. Please.
We'll look for a new relationship. Don't worry.
Yes, look for your new relationship. I've moved on. I've moved on, please. All things are passed away. We're moving on.
That's a comic relief. The truth is this. We don't know this set of people in our environment. And it's too bad. And that is why I always charge and blame the ICPC and EFCC. As a body enacted by the Act of the Parliament, responsibilities are given to you. You saw Mr. Zion riding on the Exotica. Can't you stop Mr. Zion? No guy. God bless you. Can we know where you are walking? How did you make this much?
Wait. Okay, go ahead. Let me let you finish.
How did you make this money to buy this car? Please, we need details. As a body giving authority, but they are not doing that. Growing up as children, I don't know about nowadays parents, especially my mother, even pencil, you bring home, they will scrutinize you. Who get this pencil we carry coming here? Who get this cleaner for you? Mr. Zion, how you take get this cleaner, come this house, return and back to who give you? Who we are curtail and checkmated on our spending, on the kind of things we have, even phones, who we are careful with these things? That is why we've been going to crime. That is why we are so contented with the little we have. But today, look at the proliferation. Everybody wants to show up. Nobody asks questions. Little girl of 20 years is using a phone. What about 800,000, 1.2 million? And the parents will say, oh, my daughter is prospering. A little boy of 22 years is building mansion. And the mother, the father is proud. Oh, my son is doing well. They don't ask questions. How do you get this money? What contract did you eat? So these are the problems we have. This way.
Yeah. Okay, I was going to ask Mr. Zion certain questions. He said the EFCC and which other agency did he mention? When you see somebody driving a big car, you're supposed to ask, oh, sorry, hello, where do you walk? Now, let's try to marry that with the previous occurrences we've had. If you remember, when we had the NSAS protest, a lot of young men came out to say, we are not into internet fraud. We are not into yahoo. We drive around the streets of Port Harcourt, as it were, or maybe any other city, and we have policemen stop us and harass us because of the vehicles we drive, telling us to open our mobile phones because of the kind of phones that we use, insinuating that we are criminals, as it were. So if you say that people like EFCC to start coming out to ask people, oh, you drive a big car, what do you do for a living? Wouldn't that be termed some level of assault? Wouldn't that be termed as something similar to what led to the so-called police brutality as we had it back then that we were fighting for? Now, I'm not talking about the security agencies. Let's leave them alone. I'm not talking about those that have been saddled with the duty of fighting crime, corruption, economic fraud, as it were. You have someone within your circle that is spending money lavishly. Or that's someone that when you sit down and you're broke, or when you sit down and you're in dire need of help, and you think of who to call, the person's name pops up. It could be Chioma, it could be Chinonso, it could be Nonso, it could be Chigozie, it could be Tareo, it could be anybody. Do you know what they do to earn a living, that you're that bold to reach out to them when you are in need of financial assistance, do you also take your time to say, wait, how is this person getting this money that I can even reach out to this person to ask for this money? When this person says, come, dress up, let us go and paint the town red, let us go and ball, let us go and chill, let us go and, what's the other word they use? I can't remember now that there's a common term. Let's go and flex or whatever. Are you concerned? Does it bother you when your daughter or your son comes back and drops money for you, or when they send money to your account every month? Are you bothered about the source of their income? If they ask you, come, madam, waiting your picking, they walk. Do you know, are you aware, or you just know that they say they go to work? When they dress up in the morning and they're looking all nice and they head out, you know they go to work. You don't know where they work. You don't know the kind of job that they do. That is what we want to know. 0817-923-0003, 0817-923-0007, and the female caller line is 0817-923-0009. Nigerian Phil, good afternoon.
Hello.
Hi, good afternoon. Welcome to the Sunny Side.
Yeah, good day.
Good day. Go ahead.
Yeah, so we are talking about somebody who make money around us without ascertaining what the person is working and we are demanding money from them.
Yeah. Do you know the source of income of the people in your circle? Those people you can go and chill with and enjoy, or those people that you can even ask for urgent 2K or 5K?
The issue is that the hardship in the country has made us anywhere with the money, we don't care to ask. Actually, we are supposed to be careful because the way things are going, so many Nigerians have gone to Ghana to lure into money making. So they are in town, all over the places. So who doesn't know? And again, if you report such person to security agencies, it's opportunity for the security to obtain money from them. That is what the police and security agencies does now, without arresting them. And eventually, they will tell them the very person that reported them. So we in the society, we are scared of what is happening. For you to give information now is a problem. It's a crime.
Okay, so apart from giving information, let's say we are not even pushing you to start giving information, but does it concern you if you see somebody that you know that is spending money some way, somehow? Are you bothered? I know, yes, Mrs. Zion did make a valid point back then when we were growing up. You don't come back home with something that your parents didn't buy for you. Huh? So even in the university, some parents are that particular about what and what their child does. I know I give you 20K as upkeep money, and then I'm seeing you using a phone worth XYZ amount, far more than 20K. I'm seeing you wearing clothes that are more than the amount I give you as upkeep money. I mean, this money is supposed to take care of your feeding, take care of maybe recharge card, maybe you need to do one assignment or the other. This money is supposed to take care of maybe some textbooks and all that. But then you come back home for the weekend, or you come back home for during the holidays, and I see you looking bigger and better and fresher than 20K that I give you as upkeep money. Shouldn't I be concerned? I should ask questions like, apart from the 20K I gave to you, is there something else you're doing? Well, yes, we know that there are some industrious students. You know, that 20K their parents give them, they probably will use it and go to somewhere like Oil Mill Market. You know, buy some things, some okrika, you know, first grade, second grade things, and come back and sell and make more money and say, okay, mommy, see, oh, the 20K, I used 5K to buy foodstuff. Then remaining 50K, 15K, I use it to do this and do that. And that was ours. They say, oh, okay, chai, well done, my picking, you did try. So the parents know. But then again, your child comes home and is looking bigger, fresher than the amount you give. Are you not concerned to know if there's something else the child is doing back in school to earn a living and you are not aware? Gifts from Yenegua, welcome to the Sunny Side.
Thank you, Denise. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Yeah. This particular guy, I want to confess, He's my friend.
He's your friend?
Yes.
You know that, him?
Yes, that is why I even called him.
Interesting. I think I want to listen to this now.
He's my very good friend. I am even surprised of him. I never saw any sign, nothing of conscience. How this guy went into this, up to this moment, I'm still waiting for Nigerian police to come up with their own side of the story. I am telling you, I'm surprised, because that is why you need to give parents. Parents will do their best. They will give that very thing that every parent is supposed to give to their children. In my friend, I know I'm far older than
him. How long have you been friends?
I can tell you, this guy has been in Bayelsa for more than 15 years.
More than 15 years, and you've been friends for that period of time.
Yes, I am telling you, even that name is using, that name is not his original name.
Whoa.
Because I am from Southern Georgia, and the person that lost that election is from my own community, which is Leon, David.
I know, David, using the name Leon
to cover up, because you know the tsunami that took place in Bayelsa. Leon was like a household name in that last election.
Yeah, true.
So it does not have anything in common. This guy is from Cross River State, and he speaks English fluently. And he's into business. Business is like selling of shoes, all these boutique stuffs. Then he works with a particular bank. So
they used to work with Sterling Bank.
Yes. He was a marketer. He has, that is the quality to speak to you for you to come to his bank, you understand? So it's not like the young man does not have anything to do with you. I don't know if it is through that banking system that he met these other guys that Leo is into the business. So I don't know. So wow. Tomorrow now, somebody will say, this guy that they arrested because I'm his friend, I'm part of it. No! You cannot
okay,
tell.
So let me understand something
that
here.
That is gold.
Yeah, as much as you know him, I want to believe you only knew this part he wanted people to know. Because a lot of people are saying he's fronting another business as the source of his income or the source of his wealth. Whereas there's something behind the scene that is actually financing these other things that he...
That is what is happening right now. I am telling you, Billy, do you know that at a point, I was even raising 5K, 10K for this particular guy to assist his business.
Wow. All right. Thank you. Thank you so much, Gift, for calling. Thank you. Austin from Eliozu. Welcome, Austin, to the Sunny Side.
Yeah, thank you very much. My own contribution basically is the fact that you really cannot blame parents and friends when in scenarios like this, because even if you ask them, what do you do for a living, they are basically going to tell you what they want you to hear.
Okay.
They will not just come out and tell you that, oh, I'm a kidnapper or I'm a young boy or... No, nobody's going to do that. And I think the more pertinent question we should be asking is, where are our politicians making all the money from? Because we know their salary. It's open there, but yet they spend money. You become a local government chairman and you're building mansions. It's the same thing. It's the same problem we are talking about. It's the same problem in the nation. So I think, basically, at the end of the day, last, when matter ends, you will say people should not talk where it is. That's what happens at the end.
Oh, well, in the defense of some politicians, you know, you cannot rule out the fact that some of them get cash gifts. I mean, this is election season, and I put it to you that a lot of people are going around trying to win a certain politician to their side, and then that will come with a lot of financial favors, as is where, added to the basic salary they receive.
Well, you can give that as an excuse for politicians generally. But my point still remains. The Yahoo boys, most of them will front a business. The kidnappers, most of them will front a business. When their family members and friends ask them, what did they do for a living? They will tell them what they want to hear. And there is little or nothing
you can do as a parent about it. You're not going to keep telling them, tell me the truth. You can't force someone to tell you something you want to hear.
Okay, now that is for the parents.
Doing their normal things. Okay, can you force them to tell you something else that they stole money? You cannot. So at the end of the day, you don't talk when it's in.
Okay. That is for the parents. What about the one you are married to that lives in the same house with you? I mean, for someone like this guy, he said his wife just put to bed. Are you trying to tell me that his wife probably didn't know?
Even if the wife should know, even if the brother should know, at best, they will suspect because you told them this is what you do, but you don't believe what the spouse may not believe you. What do you want them to do? Pack their load out of their disbelief? Or if it's a politician, the politician will tell the wife that, okay, I don't embezzle money. But yeah, they are going to Dubai. What do you want her to do? Say that I want to divorce based on suspicion. What do you want her to do?
Okay. Thank you. Thank you so much, Austin. Nakuku from HA, welcome to the Sunny Side.
Good afternoon, the Sunny Side.
Good afternoon. Go ahead.
So let me make a little contribution. You see, it was the only days, the ancient time, when a child is lying with dress or whatever. He can go to ladies. He started to ask, why are you dressing that? Who gave you money? How did you get this money? How did you become on this? But in this present time, none of them were able to do. You will see most of them, a child who is in the school, coming back, you see it with a nice vehicle. Most of them move with a nice vehicle. The parents cannot ask, I gave you such amount of money to go back to school. But to look at it, the way you are dressed, look at it, they don't have time to ask their daughters or their imagine. As I speak it to you, I know people from my place. The children are just finished up secondary school. They are moving with their vehicle now. Why they don't have handwork? The parents don't take care of their children. What is it? That is where you see this country is just like this. Are you getting my point?
I'm with you. We are together.
If I have a child, when I gave her or him at least 30,000 to go back to school, whenever she come back, I will monitor her parents and her movement. How it is them before I be able to know what to do. If the parents is more than the way I gave for the money that I gave her, I will tell her.
Okay, what if this person is not a student?
But most of parents are not care. Majority of people have almost 90% are not care of their children. They don't care of that. When you see your children dressing more than the money you gave to her to go back to school, you have to ask why this condition. You are teaching up. I don't like this way. Come back home. That's why you see this country is like this. You see only two children.
Thank you so much, Dakuku. I have some messages on Facebook. I have on WhatsApp already as well. I have some on Twitter. I think I want to start with the one on Twitter. This message reads, this is from @thefanboy15. And he says, my friends are all doing Yahoo. Wait. The fanboy. Your friends are all doing Yahoo and you have not reported them at all? I wish you could send a response. Imamwe Munam on Facebook says it's very necessary for parents to know the type of work their children are doing, but it's wrong for a police officer to invade on one source of income. Even if I drive the latest car in town or use the most expensive phone, taking for example, God blessed me at a younger age with a good job, I don't expect a police officer to start embarrassing me with questions. D from East West Road, welcome to the Sunny Side. Hi, D.
Hello?
Yeah, welcome to the Sunny Side.
Okay, I just want to make a good afternoon, first of all.
Good afternoon, welcome.
Now, can you perceive me clearly?
I can.
Okay. The last class is something that captured my interest. You can see on social media the things we see talking about sources of income of the youth, especially students. I want to say the blame basically goes on the adults, the parents. You know, if you check on social media, you see, especially our ladies, how they go nude, and what you hear and see, you see elderly people saying things like, wow, you're beautiful, you're gorgeous, sweet. And a lady is almost naked, completely naked. And you see such people coming up to tell you of their source of income. I got a TikTok clip, And the lady said, how do I pay my rent? She touched her vagina.
Whoa.
Yeah, she was telling the whole world, looking at you. She looking at you. How do I pay my rent? She tapped her vagina.
Okay, this is daytime radio. A child may be listening, so let's just be mindful of the kind of words we use at this time.
Okay. Yeah. That's right. My point here is, in as much as we may criticize the students or talk about the youths, that blame goes to parents. Sometimes
Hold on. This conversation is not just centered around children. Some of us are married to these people. Some of us are in a relationship with these people. Some of us are friends to these people. So it's sometimes some of these people are not even students, as it were. Some of them are graduates.
That's what I'm saying. If you say, pardon me, I talked about students, but okay, let's come generally now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I have a few days now been on social media. You see young people, elderly people, private chatting you, and once they say hello, hi, next thing is, please subscribe for me. Please, I've run out of gas, this and that. And no one cares to ask, how do you make money? Now, I relate this to a friend in the neighborhood. You know what he told me?
No,
he said,
tell us.
He said, don't be... Can you hear me?
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm with you, Dee. Oh, dear. I'm so sorry. Let's hear from Ifai and Rumi Wu. Hi, Ifai. Welcome to the sunny side. Good afternoon.
Hello. Yeah, good. These days, it's difficult to, even as family members, it's difficult to say two persons is involved in this. Unless maybe it's somebody that you're still taking care of. What do I mean? Maybe somebody who is under 18, who is still living under you, who you're feeding. Just like in the case of the guy, the Payelsa guy. Remember, they said he used to work with one of the new generation banks.
Yeah.
Before he left. As a matter of fact, that's how we even got to know some maybe depositors who have so much, lots of money. Somebody that is working in a bank, or he probably gets involved in this, and you would think his life is being fueled by the work he's doing, or maybe whatever outside hustle who are doing legit jobs, and at the same time doing some terrible things, and everything goes under the umbrella of side hustle. To be very honest, unless the person is a young person, it's difficult to say this is what a grown-up is doing, most especially when the person has something that he's fronting. It's absolutely difficult. Even as a wife, most of the time it's difficult. For somebody who is into kidnapping, I can tell you maybe 80% of people who are into something like that, their wives will not know. Most especially if you are into some other thing legit. So sometimes I don't blame the wife, I don't blame maybe the parents or the siblings.
Okay.
It's just... Hello?
Yeah, I'm with you, Ifeanyi. I'm waiting for you to land. You have barely how many seconds to finish?
Oh, God.
Thank you. Oh, dear. So sorry about that. Praise Chiakoma on Facebook says, hi, Denise. Good day. Greetings from here, Lagos, Nigeria. Well, it's really good to know the source of income of the people around us. Some time ago in my school days, my dad accepted a tenant to live in one of our houses at Akwa Ibom. And the man will always come home and start squandering money, but buy this and that. But one thing that baffled me most was he rarely goes out in the daytime, always going out at night, and comes back early in the morning. When my dad asked him what he does, he said it was into oil exporting. You know what? I'll come back to this message after this quick commercial break. Just stay tuned to us. We are Nigeria Info.
Different ideologies
and different perspectives.
Share your views on the sunny side.
The sunny side.
92.3 Nigeria Info.
Let's talk.
All right, welcome back to the sunny side. With the little time we have left, I think I want to focus more on taking your messages on Twitter, Facebook, and on WhatsApp. So back to Praise Cheese message on Facebook. My dad accepted a tenant to live in one of our houses at Akwa Ibom. The man will always come home and start squandering money, but this, buy this and that. But one thing that baffled me most was that he rarely goes out in the daytime, always going out at night, and came back early in the morning. When dad asked what he does, he said oil exporting. Well, last, he went for an operation and came back with bullet wounds, which only him and the wife knew until I busted them up. Now, dad is always careful when taking in a tenant. It's really good we take time to check out some people who are wealthy with questionable source of income. Benton and Esther says, yes, it's important for parents to know the source of income of your children as well. Some married people do not know who they are even married to. Your husband just goes out and comes back with money and you are not aware where the money comes from. I have experienced this from someone who once lived around my home. On WhatsApp, this one reads, good afternoon. The world is coming to an end. Many things are happening. Some parents cannot even control their children or know the whereabouts of their children. Many people know about their friends and what their friends are doing for a living. But the issue is that nobody wants to talk. Everybody is worshipping money. Even the police agency and the EFCC, all of them are the same. It's only the grace of God that will save us in this world from our Steiner Ventures, also known as Oil Minister. Padhakar, I think the government should start doing something about it. Sammy Love, the government? Okay. Yeah. I was waiting for somebody to bring in the politicians into this topic. Waiting concerned politicians with people kidnapping human beings for ransom. The people they are kidnapping, are they not hustling too? NS from Woji. Good morning, Didi. It's afternoon. I'm Dave from Padhakar. How was the weekend? Good. For me, it's very important to know the source of income of people around you, even if you're not collecting urgent 2K from them. But in Nigeria, people get annoyed when you try to find out their source of income, even if it is legal. So for me, I don't just collect from those whom I know. I don't know their source of income. Thank God I'm not an urgent 2K guy. My opinion, though, what do Dave know for it is what it is? Radio wasn't saying without you over the weekend, though. Good afternoon, Didi, and happy rainy day. That guy's story, Rick Mule. I don't dare come home with pencil and don't get interrogated by military parents without uniform. I dig deep to know what my paddies do for a living, so things like this don't happen because I might be targeted. Jesse, send that in. Good afternoon. A lot of couples don't ask questions, especially women. When I said women, I meant their wives. Let's cut long story short. I worked with the airport, so I know all these things. Wrong money is not difficult to detect. Aminu, send that in. Good day, Denise. If your husband is a Yahoo, will you report him? If your brother is a Yahoo, would you report him? If your child is a Yahoo, would you report him or report her? Ever heard of the word accomplice? I bet you don't ever want to be in a position where you are an accomplice to a crime. So to be on the safe side, if you know and you're certain that this person is actually involved in the act of crime, you may want to disassociate, you know, stay far, far away from the person. Let's assume that you're not bold enough to report the person. But then again, this is a very valid question. Would I report my husband if he was doing Yahoo? Would I report my child? If I were to stand on the side of what is right, I think I would. My name is Denise Dennis-Walu.